Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of the Evie and Pog Collection, written by Tanya McCartney and read by Cecilia Ramsdale. The Treehouse. Who lives here? Evie and Pog, a girl and a dog. Who lives near? Granny Gladys, Noah and Mr. Pooch, Miss Footlights. Room. Open plan. Granny does the laundry at her big old house. Entry. Any way you possibly can. Exit. The slide. The tree. A beautiful silver ash with pink leaves. Who cooks? Mostly Pog, but Evie does lots of baking. Who cleans? Granny. Constantly. Evie's fave spots? The reading nook and the daisy spot grass. Pog's fave spots? The reading nook and the dining table with a cup of tea. Puppy school mess. Chapter 1. High in a treehouse, in a big backyard, live two very best friends. One is a girl and one is a dog. Ooh. And everyone knows them as Evie and Pog. Pog is 2 years old. He likes to drink tea and read the newspaper. But his favourite thing of all is vegetables. Baked, mashed or fried. Yum! Evie is 6 years old. She likes knitting and baking and books and cake. Best of all, she loves rolling on the daisy spot grass. Evie adores daisies. Granny Gladys lives in a big old house by the tree house. Granny likes knitting and baking and books and cake, just like Evie. But she doesn't like rolling on the daisy spot grass. Her very favourite things are dusting, mopping and sweeping. Granny likes tidy and she loves quiet. One spring day, while Evie and Pog are sticking things together with glitter glue, they hear a strange sound. Snip, snip, snip. Evie jumps up and takes off down the treehouse slide. Whoosh! Down on the grass, Evie stops. Her eyes go wide. There is Granny, flat on her tummy. She's using Evie's best scissors to lop the heads off Evie's precious daisies. Granny, stop! But Granny doesn't stop. Must tidy up the grass. Flowers everywhere. What a mess! And she keeps on snipping. But Granny, says Evie, daisies are never ever messy. Snip. From the treehouse, Pog looks down. He knows what to do. He throws Evie's cymbals out the window. Evie crashes them together. Stop, stop, stop. Clang, clang, clang. But Granny still doesn't stop. No, cries Evie. Pog, help! Chapter 2. Pog pokes his head out the window. He has to act fast. He runs for the fridge, then zips down the slide with a big plate of chocolate cake. Pog knows Granny loves cake. This will stop her snipping those daisies. Evie turns around. Wait! That's my chocolate cake! Pog takes off. Evie chases him. Must tidy up, Granny mutters. Snip, snip, snip. Daisy after daisy loses its sweet head. Evie chases Pog all over the grass, and that's when Evie trips. She always trips. Up go her arms.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?